Harry Potter and the Black Leather Cunt by J.K. Rowling. It was nearly midnight. Harry Potter was lying in bed. Harry pulled out his dick. He looked at it happily for a few seconds, noticing that it was rather thicker than usual and had grown a few inches over the last year. Fingers trembling slightly, Harry grabbed his package and pulled, while enjoying a gentle tickling sensation, pausing every now and then to scratch his ass, which was itching like some weird crab. Holding his dick in one hand, Harry pulled out a belt, which he buckled tightly around it, as though frightened it might explode. Harry Potter propped open a large black leather cunt against the pillow. Harry pushed his dick inside it. He needed to exercise a lot of self-control, not to empty his balls at once. The tip of his dick shuddered, spraying Harry with spunk. Harry was grinning more broadly than ever, as long as he didn't leave spots of spunk on the sheets. His aunt and uncle need never know.
Hey, freaks, it's Wednesday, September 29th, 2010. Coming up on the program today, Well Done Dick. Plus, drunk people believe children can fly and tainted food. Dun, 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 ah, tainted food. Dun, 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 ah, I'm a retard. Dun, 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 ah, it's all coming up on today's Distorted View. Dun, dun.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, hey freaks, Timothy James Henson back here with you for your midweek program. Got a great show for you, lots of just wonderful audio. I know you guys love when I play weird dubbed anime porn. Got some of that for you. But before I dazzle you with that, why don't we take a listen to how porn has actually killed people? There's a program on Spike TV called like 1,000 Ways to Die or something like that, and it really does just sort of illustrate the strange ways in which people die. We talk about strange deaths all the time on Distorted View. People getting decapitated by wood chippers and shit. This one's a little bit different, though. This guy was killed by porn.
Jonathan Miller is someone who lives and breathes and sweats pornography.
I kind of do, too, but I get paid for it.
This is what it's all about.
All right, what I love about this show is the reenactments, because I don't think they have a large budget, and so the actors aren't Daniel Day-Lewis caliber.
Pornography.
I don't know why I picked Daniel Day-Lewis. He's a good actor, right?
Pornography.
This is what it's all about.
For years.
So this guy, like, the reenactment is, this guy is sitting there watching porn. He's not jerking off, but his line is,
this is what it's all about.
He's sitting there watching porn saying, this is what it's all about.
This is what it's all about.
I would love to be a writer on that program.
For years, he's been stashing and stacking a pile of smut as big as a house. His house.
In the high times of my porn addiction, I've masturbated 12 times a day. When porn takes over your life, you get in trouble at work, your spouse, your friends, and you even get viruses on your computer.
That's, like, the worst of all. You get viruses on your computer, not to mention you've ruined every single relationship in your life.
And you even get viruses on your computer.
That was just a random porn addict, by the way. All right, let's continue on here.
And you even get viruses on
your
computer.
Yes, we know about the viruses.
His dirty obsession made his loving wife of 35 years so crazy.
Put your porn on my vanity.
Again, another great line.
Don't put your porn on my vanity.
But one day, she had enough.
Don't put your porn on my vanity.
I'm leaving you.
With wifey not there to take care of him, Jonathan started circling the drain. He got so lost in Pornville, he neglected eating.
What?
And didn't drink anything, to the point where he started suffering from dehydration.
Dehydration is simply loss of your total body water, and water is vital for every function of every cell of your body.
Oh, thank you for that information. They think we're complete idiots. You need water to live. I hope they did not pay that doctor much to appear.
In most people, they have an intact thirst mechanism. And so at that point, we're able to replenish our water supply and prevent dehydration.
He became increasingly disoriented.
I gotta get out of here.
The three well-defined stages of dehydration are mild dehydration, 2-5% loss in total body water. People are gonna have a dry mouth. They're gonna feel lightheaded. Moderate dehydration, 5-9%.
And you got to think, he keeps probably jerking off and he's losing more fluids that way.
Moderate dehydration, 5-9% loss of total body water. Your output will cut off to zero.
Jonathan's condition worsened to the point where he kept losing his way in his maze of madness.
I can't even walk anymore.
The last straw...
Again, I wonder if that was ad-libbed. I can't even walk anymore. I'm so dehydrated. I'm going to verbalize everything that's going on in my body.
I can't even walk anymore.
The last straw came in an avalanche of triple X junk.
All his porn fell on him.
Too weak to move, he reached the final stage of dehydration.
Death!
And expired.
Yes.
Severe dehydration, greater than 10% loss of total body water, which is a medical emergency. Severe headache, severe nausea. Their blood pressure will drop. Their heart rate will rise rapidly. All their organs will fail, and they'll die from a fatal arrhythmia.
That's why I always keep a thermos and a pack of Lunchables next to me for my extended masturbation sessions, because you never know.
Severe dehydration.
Okay, we don't need to hear that.
All their organs will fail, and they'll die from a fatal arrhythmia.
I want to hear the wife again.
Don't put your porn on my vanity!
All right, so there you go. Just a short little clip from A Thousand Ways to Die over there on the Spike Network. Moving on, I never really understood the appeal of anime until recently because I'm just falling deeper and deeper into the abyss of nerddom. It's over for me. No turning back. I really like that show, Inuyasha, right? Which I guess is not even on anymore, but whatever. It's a good program. Kagome! Kikyo! And Inu, you know, whatever. I'm not going to embarrass myself further by schooling you on the awesomeness of Inuyasha. But what I do love and appreciate, of course, is anime porn. And what happens is most of it is usually in Japanese, the jib-jab language that we can't understand here in civilized circles. America being the civilized circle I'm referring to. At any rate, a lot of this porn, though, is then redubbed into an Americanized language, also known as English, a language that I do not excel in, apparently. So the thing is, you know, when you hear this cartoon in English, I have no idea if that's a direct translation as to what was going on in the Japanese version. I have a feeling it's not, because it's really poorly done. Take a listen.
So big. I can't believe it. Something so big is inside me.
Yeah, cunt stretch. You should know that. You're a woman.
Big is...
You've never stuck a finger or two in there?
Big is inside me. It hurts! Please stop, brother!
Okay, a couple things here. First of all, there's blood coming out of her cunt as this guy is pounding her. And did you catch the fact that it's her brother nailing her?
Please stop!
Shut up, brother. All I hear is brother. I'm not your brother! This ought to teach you. You're nothing but a slut!
It's so violent. I've popped a semi. You're nothing but a slut.
You are my little pet, right, Anna?
Yeah. Yes, I'm your little Anna, brother.
Don't you mean master pet?
I'm your little pet, master.
Now you've earned some of my milk.
Oh, my. Just blowing a large quantity of cum into her coont.
No, don't come inside me. It's too hot. Pull it out.
It's too hot. You're burning my insides with your cum.
No, don't come inside me. It's too hot. Pull it out. Don't come inside me. Don't leave so much cum in me. I don't want to get pregnant. It's too hot.
Don't leave so much cum in me, as if he can control that. All right. I was going to leave a half a cup. I'll pull back and just leave a couple teaspoons in you.
I don't want to get frightened. It's too hot. Pull it out. Pull it out. Don't. It's so full. So full of master's cum in me. There's so much cum. I know I'm going to get pregnant. I have to. It feels so weird. This must be what it feels like to get pregnant.
Oh,
there's
my God,
so
you
much.
Stupid whore.
I feel
She's
like I'm
slut.
Drowning in a river of cum.
Hold on, I want to replay that when I'm not talking over it.
There's so much. I feel like I'm drowning in a river of cum.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. There's a little more, but I think you get the idea.
Shame on you wasting your master's milk like that. You should know better.
I'm sorry!
This will make sure you keep it all to yourself.
That's how all anime girls talk when they're scared. I'm sorry! I don't know why he's coming at me! Oh! I'm gonna get pregnant!
I want to get rid of all the cum! I don't want to get pregnant! Take it off! Take it off!
Suck it out!
Anna, now tell me, what are you?
Your little pet.
All right, there you go. Final clip I wanted to share with you today is from a local newscast with a very interesting story.
Why are they picking on your son?
Because he joined the cheerleading squad and he wants to be a cheerleader.
Now, I'm not going to call this little kid a faggot, even though we're all thinking it. I guess I kind of just did call him a faggot. However, there are a couple points in this news story where things become crystal clear. But anyways, take a listen. I'll point them out to you.
11-year-old Tyler Wilson joined the Flag City Youth Cheerleading Squad in June.
Red flag.
After seeing the gymnastics and tumbling at his sister's practice. Mom doesn't have a problem with it. Just read her shirt. But the sixth...
Her shirt says something like, "My son is a cheerleader. Get over it."
But the sixth grader at Glenwood Middle School says some boys at school do.
It feels horrible that they can't accept me for who I am. It's my choice.
That's something only a male cheerleader would say. You know what I mean? Like, if you were on the bowling team getting picked on, you wouldn't say, "Why can't you just accept me for who I am?" There's a lot of stuff attached with being a male cheerleader.
It's horrible that they can't accept me for who I am. It's my choice if I want to be a cheerleader.
It's not a choice.
I'm a cheerleader.
He says the problems began at the beginning of the school year, but reached a breaking point about 3 weeks ago. Tyler says after school, two boys started a series of fights with him as he tried to walk home. It ended, according to Tyler, with one of the boys breaking his arm.
I kind of expected the normal teasing, and I kind of figured, you know, there might be a fight. I figured black guy, bloody lip, boys will be boys, they fight, but my child...
Did you say black guy? I should have expected it. Black guy, bloody lips, the
and
whole thing.
And I kind of figured, you know, there might be a fight. I figured black guy, bloody lip, boys will be boys, they fight.
TNB. Oh, black eyes.
I figured black guy, bloody lip, boys will be boys, they fight.
Sounds a lot like black guy. Racist.
But my child is broken, and that's the part that hurts.
Tyler's mom says she's pleased with how the school responded, but she says they can't do much here in terms of discipline because that fight happened off of school property.
Booyah!
However, Tyler's mom did file this police report.
I want the criminal charges because I want this kid to know that it's not okay.
13ABC spoke with the mother of the boy who allegedly broke Tyler's arm. She said no comment. Meanwhile, Tyler is getting support from male cheerleaders from all over the region.
Oh, I bet he is.
Meanwhile, Tyler is getting support from male cheerleaders from all over the region. He said he won't quit.
I'm going to keep going. I'm going to make a lifestyle out of it.
Yeah, that's probably the gayest thing I've ever heard in my life.
I'm going to keep going. I'm going to make a lifestyle out of it.
I'm going to keep going. I'm going to make a lifestyle out of this. you and he will, too. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, I'm bugged up news right now. If you are a fan of Distorted View Daily and you would like to see that this show continues on for a long time, why not sign up for the Sideshow? It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. You get all sorts of cool stuff like extended programs like the one we did yesterday, bonus episodes, exclusive shows. We've got an exclusive program coming up tomorrow. We do weekend programs, video casts, all sorts of good stuff. You also get full access to the entire archive of programs. Supporting Distorted View through the Sideshow is really like those muscular dystrophy telethons. Because if you don't give money to muscular dystrophy research, they're just going to stop. and just screw the little wheelchair kids, right? Of course, the Jerry Lewis telethon has been going on for decades, and no real progress has been made in the fight against muscular dystrophy. So what I'm saying is, use the money that you would donate to muscular dystrophy research and give it to me. It's a better deal anyways, because you actually get something out of it. SuperFreakSideShow.com, sign up right now. The link to lifetime memberships are still available if you would like to, pay once and never have to worry about reoccurring charges again. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here for sure. This one was sent in by DV listener Andy, and I believe it is a DV update to a previous story we read. A woman charged with murdering her husband told the neighbor she only really wanted to burn and disfigure his penis so other women wouldn't look at it. But then things got out of control. Once you set someone on fire, it spreads quickly. From the penis up and the penis down. Witness John Chandler told the South Australian Supreme Court today that Rajini Narayan said she started the fire in her family's home, which caused the death of her husband, Satish, in 2008. The 46-year-old woman has been accused of pouring gasoline all over her husband and then setting him on fire because she believed he was cheating on her. See, if you just wanted to burn off his penis, You would just drizzle a little gasoline on his cock, not his entire body. Mr. Chandler said after the blaze took a hold of the suburban townhouse, he saw the Narayan family standing outside. He said the accused told him she was sorry, and she was the one that started the fire. When he told her not to worry, he said she responded by telling him he didn't understand what she was saying. She said, no, you don't understand. I thought my husband was having an affair. I only wanted to burn his penis. I wanted to disfigure his penis so no other woman would look at it. This is what I call a rookie mistake in the world of law-breaking and criminals. You want to avoid confessing your crimes to anyone. And usually, it's, what happens is police will start asking you questions, and then you start offering up all sorts of information and start admitting to other crimes they don't even know about. But in this case, she just spilled her fucking guts to a neighbor, and that'll get you in trouble. Under cross-examination, Mr. Chandler was questioned about when he had first related this exact information to police. Mr. Yarion suffered burns to 75% of his body and died in the hospital several weeks later. The fire also caused serious damage. It would be funny if the one part of his body that was not burned was his penis. Fail. The fire also caused serious damage to the townhouse, but there were no other injuries. In other evidence on Wednesday, Mr. Chandler's wife, Margaret, told how she heard a scream and glass breaking before she fled outside to see flames coming from the building. She also told of seeing the Narayan family outside, and at that stage, Satish looked like a pirate. What? His trousers were in shreds, she said. Mrs. Chandler said he also looked like he had a white shirt on, but that could have been burnt skin. I think he was burnt, she said. I knew there was something wrong with the way he looked. His face was melting off of his bones. The trial continues, so there you go. Second story we have for you today. A mother suffering from alcohol abuse hurled her two young children from their fourth-floor apartment in South Tel Aviv on Tuesday morning before leaping to the ground herself. Oh, there goes her first child, and her second, and then finally she chucks herself over there. I'm getting a lot of use out of that goofy holler. I wonder if she even knew what she was doing. She was probably so fucking blitzed out of her mind she didn't even realize that she was throwing her kids out the window. I wonder if she threw the kids outside the window, completely forgot about that, and then was wondering where they were.
Where are my babies?
Their entrails are strewn about the street. Just look out your window, lady. All right, back to the story here. Megan David Adam paramedics. Apparently that's the name of the company or something. I don't know. Evacuated a 5-year-old boy in moderate to serious condition and a 4-year-old girl in moderate condition. Oh, they were fine. They probably just bounced, it looks like. No real damage. strong kids being thrown out of a fourth-floor building. The woman was hospitalized in serious condition and underwent surgery for numerous injuries sustained in the fall. Despite her wound, she was fully conscious throughout the incident. The woman told police on the scene that she had intended to kill her two children and commit suicide. Speaking from her hospital bed after the incident, the girl said her mother had cried out her father's name as she threw the children out of the apartment. The children's father... I wonder if the children's father's name is Satan. I'm doing this for you, Lucifer! The children's father, who was in Ukraine during the incident, has been contacted and is on his way to Israel as soon as he finishes up a few meetings and blows through the rest of his drink vouchers. I mean, the damage has been done. They're all in the hospital. They're in the safest place they can be. No use letting those drink vouchers go to waste. A police spokeswoman says that the woman was detained several months ago after officers spotted her walking with her children while she was intoxicated, but, quote, no criminal offenses were committed, so we made no record of the incident. The incident was reported to social services, and we let her go. According to media reports, the woman had been hospitalized in a psychiatric ward due to mental health issues, but social services has not been aware of the woman's psychiatric history. The investigation into Tuesday's incident is being led by Deputy Commander Yigal Sankar or something. Neighbor said the family had moved into the building just a few months ago. The mother reportedly works as a cleaner. So there you go. Final story we have for you today. This one comes from Georgia. Marietta schools have been serving students expired food. Some items months past the dates that appear on the labels. I just love that school food is so crappy that the kids can't tell between expired food and the quote-unquote fresh food. It all tastes the same. Like shit. Pizza burgers again. Marietta City School Superintendent Emily Lembeck said inspections at two school cafeterias confirmed claims that former warehouse manager Howard Klotfelter relayed to the news station. He said district management had told workers to serve expired food, including scrambled egg mix, cheese, turkey loaf, and yogurt. Gross. Klotfelter said he turned to the media because school officials did nothing when he reported expired food was being served. It's probably still way more nutritious than the crap that their parents are feeding them at home. Lembeck wrote she had ordered an investigation, according to a copy of the letter that was posted on the station's website. Lembeck initially discounted some of the allegations raised in emails from food service workers that some of the expired items were safe because they were frozen. 3 days later, however, Lembeck wrote again, saying that the board's attorney and human resource director had found expired food in the kitchens at two schools. It appears that quality control efforts, which are intended to prevent the instance of expired food being delivered to and accepted by the kitchens, it probably wasn't delivered expired. You know, I think the school was just trying to save a buck using rotten eggs and moldy yogurt. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of ya. All right, freaks, this is your time to shine.
Hello, Timothy. Where are you? This is the Puerto Rican fat man. And I'm with my buddy Fofo. Ladies, we just came out of the movies. We saw Devil, Tim.
Yeah.
The devil is real. And this is Fofo's pants.
All right. Your time to shine. All right.
Hey, Tim. It's Owen. I'm just calling because I found something that's actually a little more worrying to me than the threat of monkey future.
Uh-oh.
I recently learned that
I'm already freaked out about 2012 and the monkey future and old people uprisings.
A species of jellyfish that is immortal. And...
what?
I don't know. Jellyfish are pretty scary because they can sting and shit. So, you know, just think about it.
I want to kill that jellyfish. Like, I want... It can't be indestructible. It's gotta be able to die. Yes, caller. Static, static, static. Fail. Next up.
Hey, Timmy Boo, what it do? Yeah, it's legal calling in. Got a quick kill, fuck, marry for you.
Okay.
The choices are Corey, Tone Deaf Sean, and Joey.
That's a tough one because I don't really know what Tone Deaf Sean looks like. However, I will say I would fuck him just to hear him talk and moan in that voice while we're having sex. And I'd hate to say it, I'd have to kill Joe. Because Corey just provides too much content. And to me, that's way more valuable than friendship. Next up.
Tim. Such a member, 0011 here.
Yes.
And
called it yesterday.
A comment on the 23rd show with the guy who stepped on the kid. Killed the kid. Stepped
into an infant. Okay, next up.
Always I wanna be with you.
And make believe with you.
And live in
harmony. Next up.
Jigu Tim, Haley's Comet. Two quick things and I'll get the hell out of here. First, a question. Did the beer arrive? I mailed it off. I heard that you're going to be picking it up. And I don't know if you actually received the beer.
Yes, I did. I haven't tried it yet. But it is in a safe location and I definitely will. I wanted to save up a bunch of stuff and then talk about all the cool stuff I'm receiving in my post office box. I just got an atheist calendar from someone. Thank you for that. But yes, thank you very much.
Beer and the DVDs were physically intact and all those other wonderful things. The second thing is a bit of an observation about the little girl who was apologizing to God for riding her tricycle backwards. My son is 2.5 years old, and he's learning to ride a tricycle right now. And he, recently had an incident where he was trying to pedal, and he ended up moving backwards. And his response was very different from the little girl's. Instead of whining, crying, and apologizing to God for not knowing how to operate a tricycle at the age of 3, he got off, examined the pedals. I'm not sure if he was, checking to see if there was something wrong or if he was just reassuring himself they worked the way he thought they worked. He hopped back on, tried to pedal again, ended up going backwards, laughed, shrugged his shoulders, and then pushed himself with his feet. I think that's a much healthier reaction than, I'm sorry, God. I'm sorry, God.
Yes, she was... that girl's going to have problems.
Timmy Boo, what you do? What's up, Tim? Dave from Chicago.
Hi, Dave.
Was driving in the city today, had my windows down, drove past a nursing home.
Get a whiff of that?
And I swear to God, I smelled the urine from my car.
That's pretty fucking pungent.
Hey, Timmy Boo. It's the Milkshake Twister calling in.
Hello, Milkshake Twister.
I've been in college for a week now, and I got to say... pretty fucked up.
How so?
I'm going to Rhode Island School of Design.
Okay.
And our mascot called Brody.
What?
Yep. Giant penis, Nick 8. And I think one of my professors is a gooner. He tells us that you want the edge, and he breathes heavily. Maybe because he looks like the fat man.
Very good. You might have a Professor Gooner.
Yeah, Tim, this is Tone Deaf Juan.
Hi, Tone Deaf Juan.
I just made that up,
Ethnic version of Tone Deaf.
I thought you were going on a while back about the oldest TV listener. And I'm 53.
Okay.
I've been listening to you for a couple years.
So 53-year-old. There's got to be older listeners
and
than
I
you.
Might be your oldest listener. I don't know.
Well, if you are, if no one else comes forward, I will send you, a tube of poly grip or something as a prize. If we do have another older listener, an older listener than this gentleman, call into the voicemail line. Show yourself. I need to know who my enemies are. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOT-IT-IT-I-GOT.
Don't put your porn on my vanity.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Tomorrow's program will be Sideshow exclusive, but I'll be back on Friday for everyone to end the week with the Friday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
This one's for the freaks.
pack woman. Stole my fiance. You stole my prejudice.
Shut your goddamn ass up!